awesome year. Amen. It is only 10 hours and 52 minutes into the year. Amen. Last year was an awesome year. We saw difficulties, but we saw God answer prayer. Last year, my family was called together because my mom was going to die. She's still gone, and she rebounded. Had it not been for the grace of God, I may have died on Christmas vacation last year, not knowing how bad my neck was really. And God just spared me throughout all my ignorance. Amen. I got COVID twice last year. One of the times I didn't even know I had it. And some of you got it. Some of you suffered the loss of a loved one, a friend, a mom, a relative. Isn't it awesome when people die in the Lord? One of Sister Casa's uncle passed away right around Christmas time. He met with his leadership right after the service on that Sunday. And then he gave some instructions and he walked out two steps. After leaving the door, he had a massive heart attack and went on to be with Jesus. And Sister Casa says, it's almost like if he knew it was going to happen. I says, when you're in Christ, the Lord does let you know I'm coming for you. So I'm glad the Lord didn't tell me that last year. Because I still wanted to continue living. And I am so glad that I'm free just to pastor and to be a dad and a husband and a grandpa. I really am. I have a prayer request, and I've made a promise that I would inform you as to my health so that I can get you all praying for the right thing, okay? Amen. Now, I do have gangrene on my right big toe. The good thing is that it's a dry gangrene. There's no infection. And this morning, it was already looking better. I tell you so that you can pray and direct your prayer to the right big toe. Amen. Welcome to the new year. We welcome Brother Diego and Sister Sara Alvarado and their family. They have transferred over to New Life. Amen. And when they told me we're not coming seeking positions, I said, no, but you're not coming to sit either. Because every member is a minister. We're glad to have you. Please open your Bible to the book of Psalms, to Psalm 115. For all you Bible students, these are not chapters. They're songs. They're songs. So we're going to the Hebrew songbook, and we're going to go to song number 115, verses 13 and 14. The theme for 2023 is divine increase. Divine increase. Thank you, Brother Ernie, for your handiwork. The Bible says, He will bless them that fear the Lord. Both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Once again, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for my health. Thank you because you've already healed me. I claim it in Jesus' name. I pray that you anoint me to preach your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. So, I like the fact that I get to wear tennis shoes right now. But the rest of you don't think that pastor's letting down. That was one of the requirements. To most of the time, be barefooted. He says, and when you do have to put on shoes, make sure they're pretty wide and comfortable, and then get home and take them off. So it's been a trial. Just going from one recliner to another. Oh, man. So yesterday I couldn't handle it, so I went out and got some firewood. Thank you, Brother Shepherd, for that eucalyptus firewood. Thank you, Brother Raul Perez, also. This is for that almond wood. Amen. And thank you, Brother Robert Gonzalez, for helping Brother Shepherd. Amen. It's making life a little easier. The word increase that you see underlined or underscored in italics is the key word for 2023. When you look at Strong's dictionary, and Weiss expanded translation of the New Testament, and Robertson's word picture on Greek words. This is what it means: enlarge, or cause to grow. The scripture says, he will bless. It says, the Lord shall increase. He will cause to grow. Become constantly greater. Amen. 2023 already ought to be better than last year. You ought to have grown this morning already. Even if you had an argument. Because you already took care of it before you arrived at church. Lots of victories last year, but there's greater victories this year. The interesting one was go on growing. Constantly greater. It never stops. For a while, those on the Christian hip hop used to like to talk about there's no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe it or not, I even wrote a few verses in all that time. They weren't worth sharing, so I don't even remember. But I really like that one. There's no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. I like that. Amen. It just keeps on growing and growing. At New Life, we are a small group church. We are a cell church. And we have four values that we talk about all the time, or that guide us: grow in relationship with God, grow in relationship with one another, grow leaders, and grow numerically, or grow in numbers. And those four areas basically is what encompasses everything that the leaders shared before Christmas. And I'd like to share them with you. I added a couple. Grow in our relationship with God. Talks about growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the knowledge of our doctrine, in the fear of the Lord, and wisdom. Amen. Grow in faith, which wasn't up there, but I added it. Grow in humility, in your passion to serve Christ, in your obedience / submission. Grow in transformation. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are changed from glory to glory. If you have a prayer that you need to add to your library or to your file, is, Lord, I want to change every day. And I talked to you about what being in the presence of God does. There's a transformation that occurs. There's got to be a change. I've been baptized for 52 years. And I still got a ways to go when it comes to changing. Once in a while you think you've changed, and for some reason you tend to backslide into that which you thought you had already conquered. You can say amen. We all need prayer. Sometimes we don't say amen so people don't think that we got to be the first ones in the altar. We all have to be the ones in the altar, because we all need change. Spiritual disciplines grow in your prayer life, in your reading of the Word, in your fasting, in meditation, in fellowship. Grow. Grow in love. Hallelujah. Grow in holiness. Because Paul wrote to the Corinthians in his second book that he wrote, second letter, chapter 7, and he says, perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. You mature in it. You grow in it. Amen. And endurance. All of these were just given to me at random, and I put them in their categories. Endurance. Because the Bible says, the one who endures unto the end shall be saved. I was saved, I'm being saved, I shall be saved. And I can never forget that. So grow in relationship with one another. Everybody say service. The Bible says serve one another in love. In unity. This is talking about growing in unity. Because the devil knows that a disunited church is a defeated church. A united church means a defeated devil. Grow in mercy until we can show the same amount of mercy that Jesus has shown us. We've got room to grow. Hallelujah. That means that people that never used to be on your mind for prayer must start appearing on your prayer list. Of course, in loving one another, the other love is love God, and this one's loving one another. He says, and I added forgiveness, chapter 4, beginning with verse 31 of the book of Ephesians, talks about forgiving one another. Growing in ministries, because ministry deals. Oh, I never changed that, huh? All right, there you go. Because ministries has to do with serving one another. God did not gift me or gift you in the Holy Ghost to make me popular. If you were tempted to put prophet in front of your name, he says, ask God to forgive you. Much less apostle. If other people are doing it, leave them alone. But if God has gifted you in one way or another, it's so that you can serve your brother and your sister. your resources, not just in increasing in your resources, but increase in wisdom of how to use them. And once again, endurance. There is a little song that occasionally comes up in our home that was brought up to our children and our grandchildren. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. If you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember that God is patient too, and think of all the time that God's been patient with you. There's some people that are really cool, calm, and collected here in the congregation. Sister Tabitha is one of those. She's my favorite Tabo. But I have to say that somebody has worn her patience out. I'm not even looking at her right now. Oh, man. Somebody will wear your patience out in the church. Oh, man. It's not time to talk down to the church. Time to talk you up. Have patience. Endure. Amen. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Small groups. Growing in relationship with one another means there's got to be more small groups. Communication. Oh, hallelujah. I couldn't write communication down and not communicate to you. This is my current health struggle. The Lord says, okay, you're going to have to set the example. We have people in our churches of Merced and Madera that are in need of ministry. We have those that are battling cancerous tumors. And you've already seen God heal. And God will continue to heal. Amen. So what we as a church have to grow in 2023 is in sensitivity to the Spirit of God, so that the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation, not just in church services or in small groups, but in everyday relationships. Oh, come on now. There's got to be masses that disappear instantly. There's got to be diabetes healed, pancreas is restored. 2023, there's got to be these ministries. And I put up their ministries of song and music and ushers, but I'm talking about all ministries in operation in the church. Because somebody needs it. Do I pray for myself? Absolutely. Do I claim healing? Every morning. Amen. But it's so awesome to know, like Bishop President Salazar let my wife know when she informed them that I was on my way to the emergency room. She said, there's an army praying for Bishop Aguilar. You know how good that makes me feel. The next time you're going through something, pray for 5 people in the church that you know probably are going through the same thing. Hallelujah. Grow leaders. That means people have got to take initiative. That's one of the characteristics of a leader. He or she takes initiative. Initiative to serve, to bless, to give, to minister, initiative to grow, initiative. High schoolers, college kids, career kids, take initiative. If you're going to wait for somebody to call you and ask you, why didn't you come to church? Somebody's going to fail you one day and you're going to get all hurt. Take initiative. Brother, mine look like I'm doing so good, but I'm battling with this one thing. After prayer this morning, one of these mornings, not this morning, says that a gentleman stayed and he told me, I need you to pray for me in this area. It took a lot of guts for him to say it. But he took the initiative. Take responsibility. Hallelujah. Your homework. Don't say you're not in school. You better be in school. We're in a school of learning until we die. Because when you stop learning, you start dying. Oh, yeah. I picked up 2 more books this Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. They only cost me $1 for both because I know where to buy them. You can't stop learning. Accept responsibility. Hey, college kids, high school kids, don't wait till somebody asks you, have you done your homework? Kids, don't ask to be told to clean your room up. He says, Pastor, you're talking about leaders. Absolutely. That's when they start. That's what New Life Academy is all about. Building leaders. That's why they have a character, a characteristic that they have to work on in every workbook. Availability. Because the best ability is availability. Oh, yeah. I've told the story of when we were at 2nd and R and we were trying to update the windows because they were as old as the building was. That was 1950 or something like that. And one of those supervisors show up. How many supervisors does it take to fill a pothole? It's a joke, okay? If you don't know it, I'm sorry. Amen. One worker and 4 supervisors, yeah. But availability. You start when you're young. Making yourself available. Hallelujah. Available for anything that God wants and needs. submission. You can't lead if you don't know how to submit. Amen. A leader doesn't mean that you're bossy. That means that you're controlling. That's all that means. Amen. Being bossy is not something to be all happy about. Amen. Anybody can be bossy. Have you seen an older child with a younger brother or younger sister? Come on now. Or a young one trying to boss the older one. Being bossy is part of our nature because we like to be in control. Leadership is about learning to submit first to Jesus Christ and then to all the levels of leadership that He has established in this world. Amen. If God wants to use me, I have to learn to submit. Amen. Teaching ability. That doesn't mean that you need 3 points, an introduction, 3 points, and a conclusion. That's not what I'm talking about. That is good. There's many different styles of teaching. But that's not what I'm talking about here. This is passing on knowledge. Hallelujah. God didn't call me and didn't call you to keep it to ourselves. When they asked me why I was declining to run for international missions, one of the reasons I told them is this: God and I have been talking. And this morning He made it clear to me. Amen. He says, in the last part of my life, I want to spend it with my family, with new life, and mentoring, I told him. I need to pass this on, and I told them, too many good men and good women have gone on before us, and they took everything that God taught them. Hey, everybody, let me give you a little hint here. Oh, my goodness, I'm running out of time. But let me give you a little hint. You want to pass on info. Anything you learn today, pass it on to somebody else. Go afterwards, relearn it. Then pass it on to somebody else. Go back and relearn it. And the next day, pass it on to somebody else. You gotta get it so that you don't forget it. And you're always passing it on. Endurance. Because leaders are in it for the long haul. If you're not leading right now and you hold the title, shame on you. If you're leading and you don't hold the title, bless you. Amen. But if you're leading, you're not leading and holding a title, you can be blessed. That's what I'm talking about. Small groups. We need more small groups. And leaders need to communicate. And finally, grow numerically. And that's going to be love people like you love yourself. Community service. Amen. There are people that can't help themselves. And God is opening doors for new life so that you and I can get out there and help them. Compassion. When Jesus saw the crowd, he said he saw them like sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion. Resources. It's not up there, but I added it. Because it takes resources to do it. Time, talent, and treasure. Oh, it is. Availability. And we got to revisit our evangelism styles in 2023. Okay. Now I'm going to preach. Increase in humility. As far as I'm concerned, this is where it begins new life. This is where John, by Jesus' own words, the greatest prophet born of a woman, John, he must increase, but I must decrease. Woo! And you know what it was all about? It was people were tempting John. Hey, John. Jesus and his disciples, they're baptizing. Everybody's getting to know them. So didn't I tell you that I wasn't the bridegroom? That I'm a friend of the bridegroom? And this is my joy? He has to increase. I have to cause him to grow in people's eyes. We're not going to make him bigger when we magnify him. We're just going to put the magnifying glass in front of him so that people can see him like we're seeing him. We're going to cause him to grow larger and larger in the minds and in the eyes of people. Amen. He's going to constantly get greater. Oh God, I saw you do this in 2022. 2023, you're going to be greater. You're going to be greater. I'm believing you for greater. Oh yeah. You got to keep on going into greatness, and I got to keep on getting less. I have to constantly be made less. My rank, my influence, Lord, has to get smaller. And yours must get greater. And the way I read it to you, it has to come from heaven. I do my heaven prescribed work. I get out of the way and let God do his thing. Mine is to point burdened and lost people to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, to tell them there is a physician in the house, that there's a healer in the house. Amen. Mine is to rejoice every time somebody is added to the church, because the bride has enlarged herself. Amen. He has to increase, and I must decrease. And this has to bring me so much joy. Everyone agrees that we need a right relationship with ourselves. Oh, yeah. The writer in the New Testament, Paul, he says, don't anybody think of himself or herself greater than they really are. Amen. The next time you start feeling your head swell from a 7 to 7.5, remind yourself that Paul said of Jesus, he humbled himself. And he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And he said, let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So he says he humbled himself to the max, as far down as he could go. What do you mean, Paul? He became like us. Oh, man. Isn't it interesting that when we want people to know us, we express ourselves? Oh, yeah. And when God wanted to make himself known to us, he made himself less. He humbled himself to our level. The world says the secret to being rightly related to yourself is through self-esteem, self-worth, and self-image. That's a bunch of baloney. Because self-esteem is based on other people, how other people value you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says I must decrease and Christ must increase. Being in a right relationship with self will never come from within you. It comes from above you. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Christ in my life, Christ in your life is what gives meaning to my life. Without him, we're nothing. I said, we're nothing. They might write something down on that stone, the tombstone. And guess what? Even your relatives will quit going to see your tombstone sooner or later. Oh, hallelujah. Once you are rightly related to God, then you can become rightly related to you and to others. Until your relationship with God gets right, your relationship with you and others will always be wrong. It's not about me. Can you repeat that? Yeah, I'm glad nobody said it's not about you. I already know that. It's not about me. It really isn't. It's about Christ who lives in me. When you begin to see yourself, oh, by the way, and it doesn't work like somebody said, it's no longer, shall I say it yet? Oh, I'll say it. About Kurt Franklin, is that his name? He said, it's about the ministry of Kurt Franklin. Duh, same thing. You just added ministry. No, no, it's about Christ in me. Hey, everybody. We We've got to ask God to help us disappear in the sense of pride in 2023. Amen. To God be the glory. I said, to God be the glory. When you begin to see yourself as in Christ, that you were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Come on now, that your strength lies in Christ. Everything about the way you relate to yourself changes, because your worth is found in Christ. Your esteem is not based on what people think of you. It's what God thinks of you. Amen. Yes, you love yourself. But that word love there, where I'm going to bring it up right now, is agape. It's how God loves. Love yourself the way God loves you. Amen. So we have to learn to quit belittling ourselves. Oh, come now. If you don't like the way you look because you gain weight, we'll lose it. But don't belittle yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can't make it up the stairs and start walking, start exercising, do something. But don't belittle yourself. Because God didn't think that you were some piece of junk. He gave his life for you. He put worth on your life. Your image is being transformed into his image. Every time you look into his glory, you get transformed. In a nutshell, the best way to be rightly related to yourself is to do away with you. Paul said it this way, for I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So you don't quit living. It says, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 2023. As you begin to live a crucified life, you're going to discover how it helps you relate to yourself. The right perception of you only occurs when you have the right relationship with God and with others. And this is where that life verse for new life is at. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And ye shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, hallelujah, and the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. A story is told of a missionary who was headed into a tribe and that was known for killing missionaries. A tribe that was known for cannibalism. And someone told him, you will not come back. You will die. The missionary responded, I am already dead. What can you do to a dead man, a dead woman? You can't tempt him with money. I told you not to even put my Bible in my coffin when I go because I won't be able to read it. I won't have to. I'm going to have perfect knowledge when I get to heaven. can cry if you want to, and if you don't, it's okay with me. I'm not gonna feel they never appreciated me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. I think I'll go over here and eat some worms. I'm not gonna do that. I guarantee you. Because Paul said, I'm already dead. This missionary had already discovered the key in viewing a right relationship. New Life, I challenge you today to have divine increase in your prayer life and in the word life. And grow in these four different relationships, or grow in these four different ways. Is it grow in relationship with God, with people? Amen. Grow numerically, grow numbers. Solomon kicks off the book of Proverbs with a statement of his purpose for writing it. He says, to know wisdom and instruction. In other words, to observe sources of wisdom in everyday life, because we can be instructed from many different sources if we're looking for them. Two, to perceive the words of understanding, which means to understand with your mind, which is the first step in becoming a wise person. To receive, he says, the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. That means to receive means to obey with your heart, which is the ultimate goal in becoming a wise person. Then he says, this is another purpose, to give subtlety to the simple. Subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. The goal of getting wisdom is not just so you can be blessed, but so you can share it with others. The fifth verse 5 inserts a comment. We should never stop growing in God's wisdom. If we are experienced in life, there's always more to learn. To understand, verse 6, it says a proverb and the interpretation. Hebrew proverbs usually include a comparison statement, and the goal is to teach us to discern the best course of action. And here's one of those comparisons in verse 6. We learn from the words of the wise what they do know, and sometimes we learn from the dark sayings, the hard questions of the wise, what they don't know. And verse 7 says, this is the way you do it. The fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please stand. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A.W. Tozer wrote this morning, or I took a writing from him this morning. Every new year is an uncharted and unknown sea. No ship has ever sailed this way before. The wisest of earth's sons and daughters cannot tell us what we may encounter on this journey. No one can say with certainty. Now, more than at any other time in generations, the believer, that's you and I, is in a position to go on the offensive. Are you hearing the vision, everybody? It's time we stop going on the defensive. We have to go on the offensive. The world is lost on a wide sea, and only the believers know the way to the desired haven. While things were going well, the world scorned us with our Bibles. But now the world needs us desperately, everybody. They scorned our hymns, our songs. It's amazing how many heathen people are singing our songs. This lost world is navigating without a compass in uncharted waters. And the only sure compass is the Bible. Pretty soon, you've already started to see people that were never interested in the Bible are starting to look into it. For in the Bible, and there only, is found the map to tell us where we are going on this rough and unknown ocean. The day when believers should meekly apologize is over. In other words, I'm sorry, but I'm a Christian. And now, quit apologizing. Don't be rude and crude. But you can now say, you know what? I'm a believer, and I've got a different take on that. You know why I'm not chewing my fingernails? Because I have a roadmap. Hallelujah. They can get the world's attention not by trying to please, but by boldly declaring the truth of divine revelation. Hallelujah. So I'd say you got to give yourself to the word and to prayer this year, church. If you are having a hard time in interpreting the word, then look, I'm going to try every day of my life to post something for you. You can share it. You don't have to give any credit. Just share the word, because people need it. You and I get to say, thus saith the Lord. So what's your promise? You're going to grow. God is going to cause you to grow, because that is what his word says. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Wait a minute. Not just you. Not just you. You and your children. I don't have any, Pastor. There's plenty to go around. Pass it on. Become a mentor. Become a coach of God's word. Show somebody the way. The song that used to be sung, and I don't expect the praise team to sing it, but it was to be used of God to speak, to sing, to pray. To be used of God to show someone the way. How I long so much to feel the touch of his consuming fire, to be used of God That's my desire. Don't grow just to grow. Grow to be used of God. As the team begins to sing and minister, I invite you to this altar. Please make your way. Let's begin 2023 with a fresh commitment, fresh anointing, fresh fire. In the name of Jesus.
It's all we want.
Somebody's going to need my ministry this year.
In Jesus,
and somebody's going to need my brother's ministry.
We ask is more of you.
There's many lost people, Lord, that don't have the right map.
Nothing else,
and you've given us the map.
Can satisfy.
There are hundreds that are going to come to you this year through life, Lord. If not thousands,
is more of you.
Because if 100 of us catch fire,
for the Lord is good and his love endures. Yes, the Lord is good forever, and I'll shout.